Well, thank you so much for liking it.
Sure.
You know, that song is really special. I was kind of coming out of a breakup situation, and I was sitting in my living room in my apartment with my good friend Matt Roy, who's an amazing songwriter. We've known each other since Belmont. He was actually in a fraternity when I was in a sorority, so we were, like, totally not music-related friends when we first met.
Uh-huh.
But our publisher set us up on a write, and so we sat in my living room, and we were talking about how I was going through a breakup and how he was happily with this girl that has been my friend from Belmont for a long time. And I was like, man, you know, I would love to find that kind of love. You know, the kind of love that isn't cheesy and fairy tale, but just feels real. And like you're real about the fact that you never wanted to settle down and you never wanted all of these, like, you know, whatever the hell love stuff until you met this person. And so we wrote the song kind of out of a manifestation point for me of like, man, I want to write about the love that I want someday, you know, something that I can grasp onto in the future. And that song was born, and I actually recorded that song and put it out by myself without a feature first, and people on TikTok and social media just seemed to really love that song, and so much so that I would see, you know, people's videos to their wedding or their first dance or, you know, all of these special moments with that song in the background. And I was like, man, it'd be so cool to give them another person's perspective, because in reality, in a relationship, it's two people, right?
Right.
And so I was like, you know, it'd be so cool to country music, storytelling, you know, give another voice to the song to tell both sides of the relationship story through this song. And so my producer and I were talking about who would be a great fit for the song and whose voice would sound great on it. And my producer, Jimmy Robbins, was like, oh, you know, Brett Young would sound amazing on this song. And so he called him up and said, hey, I have this new artist, Ashley Cook, and, you know, she has a song, Never Till Now. Would you want to be on it as a duet feature? And Brett was like, oh, my gosh, dude, I've heard this song on the highway. I've heard this song. I love this song.
Wow.
I love this girl. Like, I'd love to do it. So, and now we have a great friendship. I'm going on tour with him again. So,
great.
It all worked out great.